Ring, 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 ring.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Stephanie?
You ever see Charlie the Unicorn videos back in the day?
No. What's that?
It's weird. But the little unicorns are like, ring, 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 ring. Hello.
And on that weird note, welcome to the Brunch Time Podcast.
Hey, I'm going to send that to you, by the way.
You should.
You're probably not going to watch it.
It's Johnny and Stephanie from The Morning Show on 98.3 The Coast. And this is where we talk about weird stuff like that. But the reason I'm doing the ring, ring, ring is because this new study came up. Found that more and more people are getting on the internet on their smartphone. Which is really not a big surprise.
Like, as opposed to just using your
desktop
or something?
As opposed to using the desktop and even internet packages at home.
Oh.
It's kind of like, remember when we switched over from the landline to even the cordless phone?
That's
but
true.
Then to just having a cell phone.
See, okay, when it comes to that, I don't... There's a lot of things that I'd rather just be on my laptop for to look at it because, you know, like sometimes the mobile version is just not as informative or doesn't have all the stuff that you usually need. So when it comes to that, I'm just like, I just want to like go on my computer right now as opposed to using my phone to do all this stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, the mobility of it is the thing. I mean, but really laptops aren't that big and most of the stuff you can get on your tablet.
Yeah.
But even the tablet, sometimes there are things that are lost on the page. You want to see the full site.
Because I'll use my Kindle every now and then to just like
surf
around the web for like the Amazon store or anything of that sort. And yeah, it's not always as complete.
Here's another strange thing, but yeah, a lot of people are not accessing internet on their computers. So not surprisingly, 26% of adults who earn under $30,000 a year are smartphone only internet users, because if the money's tight, why pay a bill for internet when you've already got your smartphone that probably has a pretty solid data plan?
That makes sense.
And yeah, you really, you know, you go places that have Wi-Fi.
And,
or you steal Wi-Fi from your neighbor.
Well, that's the thing. You can do it that way. Or you even have... I'm assuming this is the same for all phones, all smartphones at least. Can't you do a hotspot?
Some... I think not all of them you can make a hotspot.
Okay.
But they're most are getting to that.
Yeah, because I know like on occasion, if I'm ever DJing event on my own and I'm like, oh man, I really need to get this song downloaded before this. Like, I'll just turn on the hotspot and do something like that really quick. Although it eats your data.
Oh yeah.
But still, it's an option.
If some people are smart or at least look at the fact that, oh, okay, well, I'm not going to have internet at home and, you know, I'm not in Wi-Fi all the time. But I mean, for me, I'm in Wi-Fi at work.
Oh, yeah.
You know, most places you go to, if you go out to eat or fast food places, have the free Wi-Fi so you can sneak off and steal off that.
Yep.
Or if you live close to your neighbor, steal their internet.
Hey, what's up, Nabes?
Just go over to their house one day, hang out, bring some, you know, ask for a cup of sugar, bring a veggie plate over and say, hey, what's your Wi-Fi password?
That's all you got to do.
Well,
I mean,
you know, while you're just hanging out, you're like, ooh, I really want to show you this video. Ooh, but I'm not getting a good signal here. Do you have Wi-Fi?
You know what? You might as well, because I got really lucky the other day. I was hanging out with my neighbor, who conveniently is located like kitty corner from me in the hallway.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, did you ever check out this show before? And it was Westworld.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. When we were just kind of bantering back and forth about shows that we like, he's like, I think you might like it. So he just logged in on my... Fire Stick and just logged into his HBO Go. And I was like, oh, look at this. I got access to HBO Go. I got access to Netflix and Hulu, all from different people. I hope they're not listening. These other, like, the
now
providers.
Now you no longer have that.
And they're going to shut me down. But a lot of the people do pay for, like, the additional accounts on it.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm like, hey, if you're willing to share that with me, then who knows? People are willing to share your Wi-Fi as well.
Scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Exactly.
Another thing found in this survey that's talking about people mostly using the internet on their smartphone and not on a computer, the survey also found that 37% of Americans go online mostly just using that smartphone. So,
oh, yeah.
So dang. There you go.
Wow.
I will say I'm a tweener. I use all things. I'll use the internet on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I have Wi-Fi at home, but I use the internet on my phone every once in a while. If maybe the Wi-Fi at home is not fast, so I'll use the data plan. But also I'll do computer,
yeah,
laptop. Also, I have another Fire Stick smart TV thing. So I'm able to go on the internet via that way as well. Look up YouTube and all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I like just having the option, and I think it's because it's probably going to be different with our generation compared to the younger generations or our parents' generations and, like, what we prefer.
Yeah.
My parents are definitely more, they'd rather be on, like, their desktop or their laptop. We can do both, and I feel like kids nowadays, well, they grew up with a computer basically in their hand by using the phone, so they're probably more, like, able to get around and navigate things like this. So, yeah, I think it just depends on where you fall in generations and technology. And, you know, eventually it's probably going to be some, what is it, like a, you know what I'm saying?
Like a payphone? What?
Like a, why can't I think of the word here, but like a virtual reality or like a.
I know.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah, and for some reason I can't think of the word.
The weird hand motions no one can see.
Yeah, no one can understand exactly what I'm saying.
I can tell just by listening to your voice to what you're trying to do.
The image that pops up in front of you. Why can't I think of the word for that?
Holographic?
Thank you. Like a hologram. Like, you know, I'm sure one day it'll be like, whoop, beep, 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 beep.
Well, that's the thing is, you know, how many people do you know that still have a landline that aren't, you know, above the age of 50?
No one. Because that's the thing. Like, my parents, they have their landline, but they don't even use it anymore. And they're like, oh, it's part of the package. I'm like, I'm pretty sure you could kind of eliminate
that
from your package.
I don't know why service providers always try to do that. You know, if you bundle
these together. I don't need to bundle this nonsense.
Yeah, I don't need a phone. Because, I mean, if you gave me a deal on mobile, then I'm all for it. And some places are starting to realize that after so many years. They're like, maybe we should just do our own mobile phone network.
Totally, because it's with the way everything's progressed, you don't really need that stuff anymore. You know, you don't need the added on things, especially if it's just going to be like my parents just letting it ring anyways.
Right. Yeah, we don't answer it. We just let it go to the machine.
What's the point of having it then?
It's absolutely no reason at all. So we'll have to wait and see. But, you know, you can go on your smartphone and go to your podcast app, whether you got an iPhone or an Android phone. There's all kinds of different ways to find podcasts. We're just about everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything from Spotify to Apple Podcasts to you name it, we got it. So go find it and go subscribe.
Yeah.
And we will talk to you soon.
See you guys.
Bye.